Well, I think every manager would like your team to respond in a positive manner, and and great credit to the players. And I've got to say that it's solely down to them for their effort that they've put in, because we could have felt sorry for ourselves on Saturday after Saturday's performance and result. But it's that bouncing back.
What was the key to it?
Honesty. Just go out there and play with honesty. We knew it was going to be a tough place to come, and as it showed, it presented itself. It was a tough game. I thought tactically we were okay. I thought we just about got it right, but I was just a little bit disappointed with our link-up play. I thought it was pretty poor in the first half. We never really got a hold of the ball, and we give away the ball too cheaply. But I thought after the half-time, I thought we started to control the game in large periods, and we're starting to pass it smartly, and that conjured up an opportunity for us to get a shot at goal. All right, a little bit of a deflection for Sam, but if you don't shoot, you don't score, and maybe it's a little bit of payback from Saturday.
What did you have to change at half-time, or what did you say to them that you wanted to see differently?
Well, I'm not questioning the work ethic. I just said, we've got to hold it up better in the last third, and certainly in the mid-third, we've got to be more reliable with the ball, because we never really broke away, because we couldn't, you couldn't get the link-up play, and that was disappointing. As I said, if we improve that, then we'll give ourselves a really good chance of getting something today, because, they've not really hurt us in the first half. They had a couple of little flashes, but other than that, I thought they defensively were very solid. It was nice to get back to a clean sheet as well. So there was a lot of positives in the second half that we're certainly going to take on board. It wasn't a pretty game by any stretch of the imagination, and I'm sure it was very difficult for you to say nice things about the game. It turned out that way. It was just more of a battle, and it became an aerial battle in one way, because, unfortunately, we were sitting a little bit deep and encouraging long balls, but that's all they had. And I thought the two centre-halves were outstanding today.
I'm glad you said that about the game. I did use most of these research notes tonight, I have to be honest. Yeah. But you said it wasn't the prettiest, particularly the first half. And you said about not controlling the ball enough as you would have liked. Yeah. Was that partly due to the fact that they didn't give you much time on the ball in the first half?
Well, they almost matched our system, really. And so the players, really, there was not a lot of space on there. And every time we got the ball, they were getting bodies around us. And I think, to be fair, Graham Alexander is looking for a reaction from his team from Friday night against Southend. When they played well, didn't deserve to lose the game. So he's looking for a reaction. As Exeter did when they played against Hartlepool and lost, they got a reaction and they got a win at Scunthorpe. So it's pleasing that we've got that result, because it's damage limitation, I suppose, from Saturday, and we have to move on, and thankfully we can put that Saturday's performance, result sweep it under the table and move on to our next game. But it just sets us up again for a game which is going to be probably one of our toughest this season, is against Hartlepool, who's probably the most informed team of the division.
And unless there's been a late goal, I think they've won again tonight.
Yes, they have. They've won a bounce, so they'll be coming very, with confidence, and they came here and won. So we know we're in for a tough game on Saturday, but at least we're going in with positivity.
You are indeed. Let's just evaluate a few of the individual performances. Let's start with Sean McAllister, because a player that we didn't expect to necessarily see play tonight. He's come back, he's come in, he's played and put in an impressive
Fantastic.
Performance.
Yeah.
What was your assessment of his performance?
I mean, the problem people don't realise with what we see is his understanding of the game, and he seems to be in the right place at the right time. He makes fantastic challenges, and if you break his game down and you see how many times he's breaking up play, it's fantastic. And it gets unnoticed at times, but I think everybody's starting to appreciate it. Even the supporters are starting to see what he's capable of, and he's certainly been, our most consistent player. And I said it'll take something to stop him. I mean, he's limping in, at full time, but he'll be all right for Saturday, no doubt about it. He's a real Trojan for us, and he's certainly been a good acquisition for us, hasn't he?